USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Federal Reserve has opted to maintain current interest rates, postponing any potential rate cuts until later in the year. Another meeting is scheduled for March. The central bank's efforts to raise rates throughout the previous year resulted in heightened borrowing costs for items like mortgages, credit cards, and auto loans. The group behind the attack in Jordan that resulted in the death of three American troops is being identified by the White House.
The attack in Jordan was planned, resourced, and facilitated by an umbrella group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, which contains multiple groups, including Kitab Hezbollah.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby mentioned that the administration is considering a tiered response involving multiple actions over time. President Biden, committed to retaliating for the attack, has confirmed that he has chosen a response and he will be attending the dignified transfer of the soldiers' remains in Dover, Delaware on Friday. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has declared that a bipartisan border bill anticipated to clear the Senate is unlikely to progress in the House. During his inaugural floor speech as Speaker Wednesday, Johnson accused the Biden administration of attempting to transfer responsibility for the border crisis onto Congress.
Since President Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas assumed office, there have been more than 7 million encounters with illegal aliens just at our southern border alone.
Johnson says President Biden does not need congressional approval to close the U.S.-Mexico border. Israel's military is receiving criticism for its recent strategy aimed at preventing Hamas from utilizing approximately 350 miles of underground tunnels in Gaza. The approach involves flooding those tunnels with substantial amounts of water. And former President Trump is considering hiring a new lawyer to appeal the verdict in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you. So no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family. Or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are discussing the threat of Chinese cyber interference in U.S. critical infrastructure. Chairman of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, Mike Gallagher, spoke about hacking at Wednesday's hearing.
The sole purpose is to be ready to destroy American infrastructure, which would inevitably result in chaos, confusion, and potentially mass casualties.
FBI Director Wray raised concerns about China hacking soft targets like water treatment plants, oil and gas pipelines, transportation systems, and the electrical grid. Continued Iranian-backed attacks against U.S. and British warships in the Red Sea seem likely. Houthi militants in Yemen, stating their opposition to perceived aggression by the U.S. and Britain in their country, have expressed their intention to continue with the attacks. The Houthis assert that targeting vessels in the shipping route serves as a demonstration of solidarity with Palestinians in the Israel-Hamas conflict. Senator Lindsey Graham is advocating for a change in the law that shields social media and internet companies from lawsuits. Graham, along with other senators, questioning tech CEOs about the issue of sexual exploitation of children. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified that much has been done.
Over the last 8 years, we've built more than 30 different tools, resources, and features that parents can set time limits for their teens using our apps, see who they're following, or if they report someone for bullying.
Graham doesn't want to provide blanket liability protection to social media companies. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.